Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
This is the Mark Show. I haven't been on this platform in some time. In fact, I was going to abandon this platform. I think since I've last been on this platform, I've been on Pucha and a whole host of other apps. I might have explored with TikTok. I don't know. But I'm back on this platform. Where actually we had the best reign. We had good followers. On this platform, I reached all over the world. Yet, I still don't feel as if I got my message out. Because a lot of what we were doing in the past was getting out messages that might not have been nothing more than conduit. A conduit message is, I'm just a mechanism, a tube for you to get a message through. Putting electricity in water will be a conduit for electricity and increase its capacity. Thus, if you are in the water, it's going to kill you. Yet, I tried to design some shows that were based on the cozy content with the ability to provide insight. And every so often, as some of y'all might know, I may have information that you're not going to get in the media. You just know this, and this is what happened. And I may share it or may not, depending on whether or not I'm working for the ass. Anywho, we're back on this platform, blogtalkradio.com. It shows in my stats that I've had as many as 1,600 people listening at one time. Or I've had 1,600 people listening total. My sense is I had 1,600 people listening the last time I was on the air with a bunch of ministers and all that hullabaloo. I'm not new to this, and so don't let this be new to you. Because I already paid for the damn account, I'm probably going to be on the air for at least another year on this platform. I have not been on this platform for almost 2 years. Yet, this was my original platform for broadcast. I have operation and I do different media developments on different platforms. And as a beta tester, so like when you go and get to download your apps, I'm a beta tester. Every phone I've ever had, even the throwaways, was beta testers. I routinely just, we can help the developers of those websites build better accounts so that we can have greater platforms and within the financial infrastructure and the media infrastructure and the development of content infrastructure. I've been doing this stuff for a long time. It brings you into that wall. That thin blue wall. You started with a line, now you got a wall. Certain media applications. I'm a former computer teacher, so I'm just not running my damn mouth. And I work for the district and setting up first technology center in Oakland. Oakland Public Schools. So, you know, it is what it is. But what I'm trying to tell you is that when we set these platforms up and put things in motion, we really aren't looking at, my phone has just decided to go crazy. My little brother just texted me. I'm going to text him back. On air, call in. And I already sent out, 60 different links, 60 people links to this broadcast. As I get back on the air, I have found a couple of things that stood out. Somebody asked me, why did I stop? And he was like, man, come on, man, get back on it. But ultimately, this is viewer responsive. And initially when we started this, we had so many just BS people calling in. I just decided that it wasn't worth the headache. Furthermore, it was never my intent to monetize the account. Unlike a lot of people that get themselves out on social media, I wouldn't try to make money on nothing that came out of my mouth. I worked in the music industry, and I worked seriously. So trying to go down that route, that just makes you an artist of your mouth to whatever the platform you own, YouTube, Facebook Live. At some point, if you don't make all that money early, you're just going to do a disservice to yourself. Furthermore, I'm not into that type of fame. I produce music, and I do have a couple of documentaries coming up which will feature a message placed in, within, and without my music, the orchestration and arrangement and composition of the total documentary. My vision is a little different. And I've always said, well, even back when I used to give parties, I don't care if nobody showed up. I give my parties for me. My broadcast is for me. I hope you're listening and I hope you get something out of it. But in case you just like on your normal thing, be your thug thistle. And don't blame me because you didn't get nothing out of something sitting on your lap. They call me D-Nice.
My name is D-Nice. You're
All right, so we're back here at the Marty Schmidt Show, picking this up. One of the beauties of this show is you can do it mobily. I can be in my home studio. I can be in my mobile studio. The mobile studio is just nothing more than a smartphone amplified so you can hear. And if I wanted to, I can Bluetooth into the background studio and all of that sounds and all that goodness. But today is the first show in a lot of missed shows. So I am not doing much more. Than putting the show together. And that includes all of the hitting the wrong keys and this gas and the audio quality. And this is why we do a test show to see this. Don't hate on me. The whole point. Not today. Because I got a year worth pay for that premature hate today. I'll get you clowned like a weirdo at a comedy routine walking in the aisle. Got to see if the buttons work. You know what I mean? One of the interesting things about doing this platform over the years, I have uploaded hundreds of hours of music, and some of this is my own personal music that I don't have any way to access other than this platform because I don't have the original platforms. I may have the original recordings, but I don't have those platforms. But it's all interesting. It's not a thing that's going to be a problem for me. In fact, let me say this for the record. You don't want zero problems, big fella. Yup. If one more label try to stop me, it's going to be some dreadhead niggas in your lobby.
Never sweet out. My shooters come for free, so
if one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread niggas in your lobby.
You don't want no problem when no problem with me. You don't want no problem when no problem with me.
Yup.
Pull up in a new thing with my girl. You don't want no problem when no problem with me. You don't want no problem when no problem with me.
Chased by the baby mama. drivers, they be on steroids. Line, free the Carter, niggas need the Carter. Sacrificing everything, I feel like Jesus got her. Hold up, I got it slowed up, my soda pulled up, my walls up. I'm flipping those bucks, they do it so tough. I roll up and let the smoke puff, I lay down toes up. Hold up, get too choked up when I think of old stuff. Move on, put my goons on, they kidnap newborns. In the streets, my face a coupon, her pussy too warm. All these bitches coming through home, just bought a new charm. Fuck a watch, I buy your new arm, you lukewarm. I'm over loop with the hoes, pretty bitches in the foes. Tipping toes around my crib, in they rolls, just they rolls. Half a million in safe, another in the pillowcase. Cody got me moving slower than a caterpillar race. What wrong with you, what you was thinking, what you thought it was? I just pop out Percocets and only caught a buzz. And if that label try to stop me, they gon' be some crazy Weezy fans waiting in the lobby. Know what I think?
You're listening to The Marty Smith Show.
You gotta dig under the music. You gotta dig under the dance. You gotta get under what causes these things to exist to know the true history. And why do you want the true history? Because there are real secrets in the history that empower your life. And this is why you need to know this. Hip-hop is holding ancient secrets. I'm gonna share this with you right now. Here's the ancient secrets, most ancient. Those that study philosophy or anyone on a spiritual path, really, in that sense, may recognize some of what I'm getting ready to talk about. But I have to go here with you because here's the number two of it. First, the charitable act, the self-expression, the courage to be you causes hip-hop. If that's the act that brings it into physical manifestation. I'm going to be me no matter what. Now here's the next step. After you've decided to really be the real you, which has a consequence, to be the real me, I may have to leave home. To be the real me, I may have to divorce her. To be the real me, I may have to leave him, them, it. To be the real me is going to be a consequence. But if you can get the courage of it, to be you. Here's the next step. Where are you? I am, you say, I'm going to be me. Well, where are you? Where is me? Who is me? What does me look like? I'm going to be me. What is me? Self-creation is the second part to hip-hop. We created ourselves. The mainstream had nothing to do with us. They didn't want to have nothing to do with it. That's why it's such a farce now. I wake up every day laughing at the TV that rap artists and a lot, I can't even say just rappers, hip-hop culture is all over the mainstream.
Going down the drain.
Oh, look, and it is. Because at the end of the day, we were created as an answer to the mainstream. The mainstream said you dance like this. You hold your partner by the waist and by the hand, and you do this kind of thing, you know, and you dance back and forth. We said, no, we spinning, popping, we doing something different, and we gonna beat it. No, you're supposed to play, you're supposed to buy a record, put it on the turntable, you put the needle on the record, you step away from the turntable, let the record play. We're like, no, you got to play with the record while it's playing, and this is how you get the sound. They're like, no, you're supposed to sing into a microphone, you're supposed to have this kind of, you know, and everything that the mainstream said was right and true, we said, it's not. Why? It just don't feel right. Now here's the magical lesson of the day. To get in touch with your feelings, with your intuition, with your me, with your I. To really get in touch with that. On top of that, you heard yourself speaking. Yet this ear is not what heard. The only way this ear can hear is by vibration. This other voice that you have spoke and heard itself speaking. Yet the ear nor the mouth was used. This is the beginning of your spiritual awareness. That there is another you that operates within this physical body. As a matter of fact, it's not even within it, it's everywhere. There's another you that is not confined to this body. It actually can manipulate it and tell it what to do and go and be. There's another you, a real me, a real I, that can speak, can hear, and can see without anything physical. You can close your eyes. If you close your eyes, you can see this term better. These are just symbols. These scratchings are just symbols that point to a reality. When you close your eyes, you can see the reality that this symbol is pointing you to. You can actually see better with your eyes closed. What is the sight that sees your future? It's not these eyes. But yet you see your future. You see your past. You can actually see your past. But it's not these eyes that are actually seeing it. So what is sight? It's not just eye, it's not talk, it's not just mouth, hearing is not just ear. There is an inner thing going on that once you become in tune with the voice that doesn't speak, the hearing that doesn't hear, doesn't need to hear, the sight that doesn't need to see, when you get in touch with that, you're at the center of where hip-hop lives. Hip-hop doesn't come from the physical body. Hip-hop is not a physical thing. The term hip-hop never comes into physical reality, ever. Hip-hop influences us to bring it into physical reality. This is why we say we are not just doing hip-hop, we are hip-hop. Because the only time hip-hop comes into physical manifestation is when you allow it to. Hip-hop, the term, remains a collective idea. This is an idea that we are all sharing called hip-hop. But that idea never came. There is nothing that I can pick up and say, this is hip-hop. This is a can of hip-hop. Or this animal is called hip-hop. Or this, you know, there is no physical thing that you can say, this is hip-hop. Hip-hop is an idea. And that idea, the second level of that idea, is self-creation. You have to know where the I is in order to create it. You have to know who me is in order to create it.
You're listening to The Marty Smith Show.
Yeah!
Breakdown FM. Breakdown FM.
Breakdown.
Your number one source for hip hop and politics. Breakdown FM.
Can't nobody else do what we do.
First question for you, Tupac. I guess give a little bit of background about where you're from and what got you into hip hop.
I'm from New York, Bronx, New York. I moved to Baltimore, spent some high school years out there, came to Oaktown. What got me into hip-hop? All my travels through all those cities, that seemed to be the common denominator, hip-hop. That
okay.
was everywhere.
Tupac, is that your given name or is that a rap name?
That's my birth given name and my rap name.
Okay. You lived in Marin City for a while. How was your connection with hip-hop able to be maintained in that part of town? I mean, was there a thriving hip-hop scene at the time that you got there, or what?
Not really. It just gives you truth to the music. Being in Marin City was like the small town, so it taught me to be more straightforward with my style instead of just being like hysterical, lyrical, miracle, hypothetical. Instead of being so metaphorical with the rhyme, just go straight at it and hit it dead on.
Okay.
And not waste time trying to cover it.
Why was that?
Because in Marin City, it seemed like things were like real country. So it was like everything hit straightforward. Poverty was straightforward. There was no way to say, you po', but I'm po'. You know what I'm saying? Instead of saying, we need more money for it. We're po'. You know what I'm saying? And that's how to influence my style.
Okay. Your connection with Digital Underground, how did you hook up with them?
I caught the D-Flow shuttle while I was in Marin City. Shock
with
the conductor. D-Flow shuttle?
Mm-hmm.
By the album, Sons of the P. It's the way out of here. It's the escape.
Okay.
It's my way out the ghetto. My way to success. The D-Flow shuttle. So I caught it. And I haven't got it up since.
Okay. Not put it in layman terms.
Basically.
Okay.
I bumped into this kid named Greg Jacobs, a.k.a. Shock G. And he hooked me up with Digital Underground. I hooked up with Money B. And Money B hooked me up with his stepmama. And his stepmama and me started making beats. And we got a little cool thing jumping on. We had a cool sound. So Shock asked me, you know, if I wanted a group. And I was like, yeah, but I don't want a group with my stepmama because she's going to try to take all the profits. See, because she wanted to go out there and be hoes with attitudes. I was like, nah. I wanted to be more serious than a young black male. So Shock said, well, we got to get rid of my stepmama. So we went to San Quentin and just ditched her in the Scared Straight program. And then we got out, Shock put me in the studio, and we was on. Basically. That's a true story. Don't say nothing. Just don't say that, man.
I'm going to say
this one. And Money, stepmama out there, I just want to say I'm sorry. But, you know, man got to do what a man got to do. It was Shock's idea. I'm sorry. Bertha.
Okay,
And she can get her ass for the profits from my first cut.
What's the content?
Jail time.
what's the concept behind your album? Where are you coming from, and what message are you trying to convey?
The concept is the young black male. Everybody's been talking about it, but now it's not important no more. It's like we just skipped over it. It's not in fad to be down for the young black male no more. Everybody want to go past. You know, like the gangster shit just got exploited, just like back in the day with the movies. Everybody did all their little gunshots and their hand grenades and blew up ish, and they done moved on.
Right.
Now everybody's doing songs with the singing in it. So now I'm still down for the young black male. I'm going to stay until, you know, this shit's straight. So it's all about the problems that we face, the problems that we face in everyday society.
What are those problems? How do you
see brutality, poverty, low unemployment, insufficient education, disunity, violence, black on black crime, teenage pregnancy, crack addiction. You want me to go on?
Right. So does your album address does it point out the problems that are facing the young black males, or do you have solutions for some of the problems that you named off?
I go through it up and down. In some situations I show us having the power, and the other situations I show it as it's more apt to happen with the police or with the power structure having the ultimate power. So I show it both ways. I show ways how it really happens and ways that I wish it could be.
Right.
That's how I do it.
Growing up as an inner city brother, where every other had a box of the mother, I was the product of a heated lover. Nobody knew how deep it screwed me. And since my pops never knew me, my family didn't know what to do with me. Was I somebody they despised? Curious look in their eyes, as if they wondered if I'm dead or alive. And oh, mama can't control me. Quit trying to save my soul, I wanna grow with my homies. A ticket time bomb, ain't nobody paid me. Back in that 380 and beamed it from the stage. Suck a scatter, but it don't matter, I'm a cool shot. From all the books I said fools got, I'm tired of being a nice guy. I've been fooling my life, but don't know quite why. So they label me a lunatic, could care less. Step of success is what I quest, cause I'm fearless. Now the streak is out there, bro. Damn, like it ain't nothing. The streak is like it ain't nothing.
You are listening to The Marty Smith Show. You're listening to the Marty Smith Show. Once again, back on air, first time on this platform in a long time. Producing a show. So I have a prototype. Moving forward in a day or two for the next show. Simple as that. Thing about me, I keep it simple. If you're invited to call in, that means you were invited to call in. That's the time I invited you. Probably need to click on to the link I sent. Having done this in entertainment for decades, you'll be surprised how many people say, oh, I want to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to call, and I'm going to lie. Never happens. They're not going to do it. I meet so many people even just last week, the week before. Can you help me with this? Can you do this? Well, what are you doing to help yourself? This is what I'm doing. That is not the way to go if you're going to be successful in today's market. You're doing stuff based on, like, selling bus stop bench ads. It's 2022. Gotcha. We move way past that. We on the internet. Not social media. And not all of that is good for every platform. So you need to figure out and discern which platform is best for you to get your cogent message out, even if the message isn't cogent. But as far as Marty Marr and what we're trying to do, as simple as pudding. Caller, I see you at 243. Simple as pudding.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Marty Marr.
Hey, welcome to the Marty Smith Show. I understand and recognize that voice.
Of course you do.
What's going on out in your world?
Oh, you know, baby, slow motion.
You know, this weather has... I just texted somebody last night, and I said, look, this is like Alabama without the crickets and the... cicadas.
Oh,
I mean, it was
by being at the beach where the water is coming exactly to your feet to the boardwalk. And
yeah, but at least you got grunion and little crabs. We ain't getting nothing over here. We ain't even getting no bugs. This is like, nah, you just got to sweat it out.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, baby.
Someone said. Informing that we were on the backside of a hurricane?
Exactly.
Or something.
Hurricane K.
Well, what happened to Hurricane ATG?
What happened to ATG?
You know, I missed the I, missed the F and the M too. Anyway.
Yeah. Yes, it is. I can't
Are you out in the field?
Yeah, at the Rose Bowl.
Hmm. What are you doing on the Rose Bowl? Oh,
UCLA.
UCLA,
and look, it's UCLA versus Alabama.
That dang Crimson Tide. Crimson Tide just won. You versus Alabama, the other Alabama.
Oh, I didn't know there were two Alabama.
Oh, there's three. You got Alabama, Crimson Tide, AU, Auburn is from Alabama.
Okay. So you learn something new every day.
I think there's an Alabama East, West, or South, or North State. They're not playing the Crimson Tide. Crimson Tide just won by 1 point over Texas Longhorns, and that may affect their standing. Okay. But it's irrelevant because Crimson Tide going to win, unlike the Rams.
Oh, yeah, I'm tired. I'm ready to go home.
How's out there?
How's what?
Everything else out there in the field, out in the world.
Oh, you know, it's good. It's a little humid out here, but an overcast. But the day is just starting, so we'll see what it unfolds.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. My time is up for this show. This is a show. I've had this broadcast platform since I started these shows. Well, since I put the shows on the internet. I started before I put them on the internet. But I just reactivated it because it made sense. Because none of the other platforms that I was going to switch to actually do what this does. I have so much music on here and so many my personal tracks that I can't even access unless I go back on this platform. Furthermore, people are asking me to go back to it. So I think we all got something to say right now, so we're going to say it. Huh?
As,
yes. And tomorrow, I got the Raiders and Chargers. And, folks, unlike ESPN, I think the Chargers might not win this.
I don't know.
Well, the Rams have performed, I mean, not the Rams, the Raiders have performed excellently through the preseason. So, and they look like they know what they're doing this week. So, we'll see.
We shall see. We shall see.
Well, the Chargers can't do no worse than the Rams, so look at it like that.
Fact. That's a fact.
That's
well, you
a
know,
fact.
It's real
Rams
slow motion for me. I'm driving this traffic bus.
Ooh, you can have that.
What, driving traffic?
Well, I know you got it. I'm going to let y'all go, and then I'm going to get back on this platform in a couple of days. I invite all y'all back.
Yes, sir. You have a great day.
Amen. Bye. And again, this is the Marty Smith Show. We got folks calling in. I ain't talked to in a minute, but that's how it goes. That's how it is. And it's a great thing to hear from you all. I have an exit track. I just thought about that. I do. But I don't want to hear that. I want to hear Thank you for listening to the Wally Smith Show.